Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the third chapter. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mindful of Christ's ascension, it is important for Christians to remember that our God truly is ruling from on high. He is ordering this world, which should temper our fears when this world seems to be out of control. The cliche stands. God is in control. He is powerful. He is mighty. He is sovereign. For this reason, the Athanasian Creed teaches us to ascribe such immutable attributes to God. The Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty. Yet, there are not three almighties, but one almighty. There aren't truly gods, many of them, only one true God. But even so, Psalm 29 addresses gods, heavenly beings, mighty ones, and it tells them to confess the creed too, even if it is their own undoing. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship him in the splendor of holiness. But the scholars have noticed something else about this psalm. It sounds very much like a Canaanite poem about a false god, Baal. Baal thundered and lightninged and subdued the sea, it was said. Baal was your standard fertility and weather god in one, commanding the storms and the does. But then, what god worth his salt wouldn't control these things? A lord who were not almighty would be due no glory to his meaningless name. So then, we have to ask, what is so great about that creed? Isn't it all rather basic, common denominator theology that God is almighty and infinite and all the rest of it? And if Baal's attributes could, with a little tweaking, fit Yahweh, fit the Holy Trinity just as well, does it stand to reason that all gods, all songs and all prayers to them, certainly then all roads lead to God in the end? Well, the Athanasian Creed has a great turn in its poetry that denies this deadly opinion. Because it says, it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ makes all the difference. His incarnation discloses the mighty God to us, not as a distant, abstract, transcendent being, as every nation and people have imagined and seen that he is, who might just as well be named Zeus or Baal or maybe even the Big Bang. No, but the incarnation reveals God as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is for us, who is for our salvation, the one who bears our flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth, says St. John. And would Baal, that idol with a mouth that nevertheless can't speak a word, would Baal really want everyone drawing attention to the voice? The voice that thunders, the voice which seven times is repeated in this psalm? And by the way, a voice that is shattering and demolishing his own territories rather specifically. You see, Psalm 29 reveals itself to be a joke. It's a mockery of Baal and all the rest of Canaan's gods. Yeah, the Lord knows how to do those flashy Baal things, of course. But in his temple, the one in Jerusalem, everyone says, "Glory." For it is not a lifeless statue there, but a true living God who dwells among his people, and not to terrify them, but to bless them. Much like a sonnet, the last verses of this psalm cleverly tie it all together. It's one thing to be almighty, infinite, eternal, powerful, sovereign king over all the world. No God that we could invent would be worthy of the name God without any of that. But this unique one who has found and spoken to us first, Yahweh, the Holy Trinity, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and his life-giving Spirit, this Lord blesses his people with peace. So chew on that, ye false gods of heavenly and earthly temper tantrums. Our God reconciles himself to us, making peace by the blood of his cross. And that is why the Catholic faith, the worship of the Holy Trinity, which is trust placed in Christ, the voice of the Lord made flesh, unlike every other god and religion, this faith actually saves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Mark Seaman, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.